This is OPB. I'm Jason Sauls. Republican lawmakers in Oregon are asking Democratic Governor Tina Kotek to ensure the integrity of the state's voter rolls. They wrote a letter to the governor on Monday after state transportation officials acknowledged that about 300 non-citizens had registered as voters. The mistake happened in part because Oregon has allowed non-citizens to obtain driver's licenses since 2019, and the state's DMV automatically registers most people to vote when they obtain a license or ID. More than 3 million people are registered to vote in Oregon, meaning the 300 or so who were mistakenly registered would represent a tiny fraction of potential voters. The DMV said two of the people did vote. Kotek's office didn't immediately provide comment. The federal government is sending Oregon relief money for roads and infrastructure damaged by natural disasters. KLCC's Rebecca Hanson-White reports.
The Federal Highway Administration is sending nearly $43 million to reimburse Oregon for damage caused by landslides, flooding, and ice events on Oregon's roads. Oregon received 9 awards, a significant portion of which will go to the Oregon Department of Transportation. The state will be reimbursed for what it spent responding to a landslide that took out a portion of Highway 101 in 2022. Damage caused by flooding in communities west of the Cascades in 2023, and damage caused by the ice storm this year. Oregon was one of 38 states and territories to receive funds from the Emergency Relief Program, which is designed to help communities recover from climate events and natural disasters. I'm Rebecca Hanson-White reporting.
Boeing says it's considering temporary layoffs to save cash during the machinist strike that started last week. The company told employees Monday that it'll freeze hiring, reduce travel, and reduce spending on suppliers. Chief Financial Officer Brian West said Boeing is also considering temporary furloughs for employees, managers, and executives in the coming weeks. About 33,000 workers represented by the International Association. This is OPB. I'm Jason Sauls. Republican lawmakers in Oregon are asking Democratic Governor Tina Kotek to ensure the integrity of the state's voter rolls. They wrote a letter to the governor on Monday after state transportation officials acknowledged that about 300 non-citizens had been registered as voters. The mistake happened in part because Oregon has allowed non-citizens to obtain driver's licenses since 2019, and the state's DMV automatically registers most people to vote when they obtain a license or ID. More than 3 million people are registered to vote in Oregon, meaning the 300 or so who were mistakenly registered would represent a tiny fraction of potential voters. The DMV said two of the people did vote. Kotek's office didn't immediately provide comment. A controversial carbon-free energy project near the Tri-Cities is once again heading to Washington Governor Jay Inslee's desk. The Energy Facility Site Evaluation Council recommended less restrictive plans for the Horse Heaven Hills Clean Energy Center. With this vote, the plan might only take out 36 turbines. Lenny Young voted against the new recommendation. He is worried about traditional cultural properties, or TCPs.
A substantial number of turbines would come back into play. So my concerns around Yakima Nation, TCPs, have only been heightened.
The council initially worried hundreds of turbines could harm endangered ferruginous hawks, tribal cultural properties, and nearby views. This could be the largest wind farm in Washington. Inslee has the final say on the project's future. An Oregon man has been arrested and charged with stalking and harassing Connecticut women's basketball star Paige Beckers. Robert Cole Parmalee of Grants Pass was charged with breach of peace.